The 2-1 delivery, two scope, fly ball, center field, well hit. Going back is Ghost to the warning track. It's gone! Home run! The first of the big league career for Jonathan Scope comes in his third major league at bat. It's a 7-4 Orioles lead.
And inside 2-2-0-2-1-9 here in Sarasota, Florida, as we hear a little echo in the ear. But Brett Hollander and Jonathan Scope, what a night that was in Baltimore. Scope with his first ever big league home run. He joins us now here in studio. Jonathan, when you hear that call, what do you think?
Memory come back.
Pretty special night, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty special night.
I know every big leaguer, when they get called up, as you did at the end of last year, you want to get that first base hit out of the way, and then you want, for you, a power hitter, want to get that first homer out of the way. Were you nervous at all?
Yeah, I was a little bit nervous, you know, but the kind of good nervous, you know. It's like nervous that I want to go out and play hard and, you know, do my best.
You came over to the Orioles from Curacao. You're 17 years old. You play in a lot of minor league games because you get here pretty early before most amateurs would, and you don't go through the draft process. You had been thinking about through all your days in Bluefield, the Gulf Coast League,
Dominican,
Bowie, Norfolk, about that moment, that precise moment, right?
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, when's going to be my first game in the big league, but I wasn't sure that I'm going to do that, but in my mind, I want to do something special that day, and it was a base hit, my first at bat, and then a home run.
And you smoked both balls. I mean, the base hit was a line drive up the middle, if I recall, and then I don't know if that home run has landed yet. I mean, that thing must have been 430, 440, right?
It was far.
It was far. It seems like you're able to get a lot of backspin on the baseball. How do you do it? Is it just natural power? Have you always been able to hit the baseball that far?
No, that far. But I always still hit home run, but not that far. You know, I have good backspin on the ball all the time since I was a kid. But that was far. But I never hit the ball farther than that.
I remember seeing you a couple of springs ago, just in camp here, and you were scrawny. Kind of lanky. I mean, for an infielder, you're tall. You're 6'2", 6'3". Same height as like Ryan Flaherty, but that's rare for a middle infielder, especially at second base, which is your predominant position right now. But you are right now, what,
223.
And there's no fat as I look at you right now on the body. But you were a scrawny little guy once upon a time, tall and lanky.
Yeah, I was. Like, when I was 19, I think, 19, 20. But I work hard, you know, because I want to be good baseball player, you know. Then I went home in the offseason and I work hard to get better player. Every year I come better player.
People forget, I mean, you were with Manny Machado in Delmarva and in Frederick, right?
In Double A.
In Double A.
Yeah.
And you played some third, he played short, you played some second. That's quite the infield.
Yeah, we have. Since Delmarva coming up, I was second base, him shortstop. And then in Double A, they put him through like a week, and then he got called up.
And I remember you actually had better minor league numbers, and who knows, you've battled some injuries the last few years. How's your health right now?
I feel good. Last year I kind of battled some injury a little bit, but this year I feel good. I want to feel.
Orioles top position prospect Jonathan Scope with us here in studio. It was a back last year.
Yes.
It was like a weird back injury.
Stress factor?
How did it feel? I mean, I know they were kind of couldn't pinpoint what the problem was for a while, right?
No, like, because I say I got to get my core stronger. You know, I got to rehab and I passed through it, you know, and I still got to do my core to get stronger every day. Like every 2 days, I got to do it. Got to still do it.
The way I think I heard it was you're kind of still growing and it's hard to keep up with that. Is that right? Or is that a rumor?
That they say. I don't know. I don't know what, I don't know what to say.
You get called up last year, and you sit on the bench for a while and just kind of watch.
Yeah.
And the Orioles are in a pennant race. They're trying to win games. And Buck Showalter said, you know, going back to his time with the Yankees back in the mid-90s, he called up, and he would say this, Derek Jeter, just to kind of sit and watch and not really play until the Yankees didn't have a meaningful game. But he wanted him to be there and get a taste of a big league clubhouse, a big league dugout, playing important games, and the atmosphere of that. What did you take away from that experience?
you learn a lot. You learn how the guys prepare for the game. You know, if you're there, you can watch what they do in the clubhouse, the way they handle themselves. You know, and you learn a lot. If you watch the game, you know, sit down and pay attention to the game, you will learn a lot of the game, you know, because you never kind of stop learning.
Who on the team right now did you kind of follow the most? As how, that's how a professional acts on and off the field.
Everybody on the team is a professional, but I follow JJ a lot, JJ Ari, you know, who else? Me and Manny is pretty close with each other.
Too. Yeah, you guys have been close for a while.
Adam Jones, too, you know. All those guys, you know, they are professional, you know. They handle their business very good.
And then we've heard third base, we've heard shortstop, second base. You've played it all in the minor leagues. Where do you feel most comfortable right now?
Just want to hit. Just want to be in the lineup.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But you're taking most of your ground balls right now at second.
Yeah, second base.
Everyone always says the Baseball America, I don't know if you watch the rankings for the top prospects. I think last year 86, this year you're like 105 in baseball or something like that. And they were saying at second base, Jonathan Schoop could have more power than, you know, almost any other second baseman around, outside maybe a Cano or people like that. But at third base, you know, there are a lot of power hitting third basemen. Is that kind of how you look at it, where your value lies down the road, or you just want to play?
I just want to play, you know, and that in the game decide. I just want to be in the lineup to help the team to win the ball game and do whatever I can do for the team.
Jonathan Schoop is with us here inside Studio 229. When we come back, we'll talk some more with Jonathan Schoop, the Orioles' top position prospect, as we continue here on WBA.